Well, it actually began yesterday. He had an arraignment for a trespassing charge on the first 29 of us when we got arrested at Riverfront Park, and there was that mass arrest. So he had an arraignment yesterday morning with Judge Dominguez with about 5 or 6 other occupiers who had the same arraignment date. And it was at 8:30, so we went in. He was actually the last one. The last one up there, the last one called because his name is Summers. Dominguez had been a little harsh throughout the entire thing, making jokes. He didn't offer anyone counsel. He didn't ask anyone if they wanted counsel. He didn't ask anyone anything. He kind of just, you know, didn't give them their court dates, didn't give them a deposition date. He just yelled their court dates at them, didn't give them a piece of paper with it. So he was already obviously aggravated. So Tim went up, and it was Tim's turn. And so Tim had another previous arrest for a trespassing charge, which was, I believe, about a month and a half or a month prior to the December 1st charge. They tried to take another park, Kylie Gardens, which is right next to our home base, Curtis Hickson, and he was in there and got arrested for that. So apparently his trial for his first charge was this morning, and yesterday morning was his arraignment for his second charge. So at 8:30 yesterday morning, when his turn was up to go up there, they actually took him into custody because he had a trial for tomorrow, which would be today. And I don't know if that happens often, but his bond was revoked completely. They took him into custody until this morning. And so this morning, we went to his trial, and as far as I know, he actually had a right to be in street clothing, but they actually had him in the orange jumpsuit and handcuffs. He came out. You know, everybody was being called, and when it was his turn to be called, the judge said to Timothy Summers, "Are you ready for your trial?" And he stated simply, "I don't have an attorney yet. Would it be okay if I waited until I had an attorney?" And Judge Dominguez said, "No, we'll appoint the public defender's office to you. Your next trial date will be March 13th, and your bond will be revoked until then." And then he says, docket aside. And Tim said, he tried to say, "Can I have a jury trial?" And the judge said no. Cut him off after he said, "Can I have a jury?" The judge put him off, and he put the docket down, and Tim is now in custody until March 13th on his next trial date. And we have someone actually looking at the moment to see how that compares to other protesters' pre-trial detentions, and apparently it's the longest one since Seattle in 1999 that you can find so far.
And have you successfully found any legal representation?
He was appointed a public defender. I'm actually aiding in the legal proceedings for the 29 mass arrests right now. I talked to an attorney just about 25 minutes ago, or 30 minutes ago, actually. It was about us, essentially, but she recommended that we find a constitutional lawyer, which I've been trying to do, but it is very difficult to find a constitutional lawyer because there's not many around here. So she was criminal, and I was talking to her specifically just a few moments ago about Tim's case, which she said sounded insane to her because that doesn't happen. You know, they can't just take you into custody until the 13th of March. So I actually appointed Tim's mother in the direction of the attorney I spoke to. So at this point in time, we're seeking representation for Tim as an emergency thing. He does have a public defender, but I do feel an attorney will work better in getting him out of jail at the moment.
And when Tim was originally arrested at Kylie Garden, was the trespass that he was given, did that apply to all city parks because he was arrested later at a different park?
Yeah. No. The one at Kylie Gardens was just from Kylie Gardens. As far as we're aware, we were never, the 29 of us arrested at Riverfront Park were actually never given, a written statement that said we were trespassed from all parks. But from the first onward, anyone who was trespassed from Riverfront Park is essentially trespassed from all public parks in Tampa. So for the first arrest, Tim was not trespassed from all parks.
What happened to the other protesters who had a court date Monday?
Yesterday? They had Dominguez, and most of them did not have any priors. So as far as that goes, their trial dates are actually set for as early as the 10th and the 17th. And so we're currently seeking attorneys for that, constitutional attorneys, hopefully, to take about 15 of our cases on. That's going. I'm attempting to contact as many people as possible. But they seemingly have the harshest judge because they have Dominguez. So there's, you know, a lot of others with other judges. But
and they're free on bond. They're free on bond in the meantime?
Yeah, they're free in the meantime. As far as I know, from what I've heard, I mean, what is common is that trespassing charge, you're never given jail time. When I went to my court case, for instance, my arraignment, I was told that I wasn't going to have jail time. I wasn't going to be facing jail time. But Judge Dominguez never said, "You won't be facing jail time," never asked about counsel, as I stated earlier. And then, you know, threatened that we would be facing jail time and that we should find an attorney, which is odd because as far as I'm aware, for, you know, a first misdemeanor trespassing charge with no prior arrest, that wouldn't happen.
And finally, tomorrow there's more court appearances?
Absolutely. As far as tomorrow goes, I don't think there's any trials tomorrow. We have some on Thursday. We have some on the 3rd of January. We have some on the 11th of January. We have some on the 5th of January. We all try to get to each other's court dates.